We continue our learning Leila Nishmas David ben Menachem Rishon ben Chaim Yaakov ben Pinchas de Leo. We are in Sota Perek Aleph Mishnah Vav. Haysa miskasa bilavanim mechasa bishchorim. As we mentioned, we're trying to make the Sota unattractive. So if the Sota is wearing white garments, which are usually more attractive, so we tell her to wear black garments, which make her less attractive. But let's say she also looks attractive in garments that are black. So then we dress her in whatever garments are not going to be attractive. Hayu aleha klei zaha v'katlayos. If she had gold ornaments or katlayos, Bar Tanur says anakim shemisimim soviv hatzavar. They're these choker necklaces that they put around the neck. Umbenesha yishalcho nekas atzma bahem kidei shitira balas basar, because she literally chokes herself with them. So she looks like she's this way. She has a nice appearance, and the skin bulges underneath. So nikreis katlayos, they're called katlayos, because the word katla, katal in Aramaic, means to kill. So here also, it's almost like she's choking herself. Rashi learns a little bit different. On Zion Mibdeis, it's some type of ornament that she wears around her neck to hold on or fasten the garment. So either way, hayu ala kleis of katlayos, these types of jewelry that she's wearing, or nizamim tabos, or nose rings, or tabos, or regular rings that we wear on the finger, mavirin mimena kidena lanavla. We remove that from her in order to make her disgrace her. So still she's unattractive. And the Bar Tanura makes an interesting point. The Gemara says on Chesem Ebeis, delo tema sheanichu lahanizamim vatabos achar shekaru begadeh v'gilu es liba. Meaning, what do? We ripped our clothing and we exposed her, the woman. So maybe it would be even more of a disgrace. Shezeh yosir ganayla. They would be even more disgraceful that she's partially naked and she's not wearing and she's still wearing jewelry. Kemoshe ganai yoser laadam arom sheilech b'minalim baraglov milele yachef. Someone who's naked, it's even more embarrassing if he's wearing shoes than if he's barefoot. Kamash malan. So the chiddush here is a delo, meaning that no, we do remove the jewelry, and removing the jewelry is indeed going to make her more unattractive. V'achar kach mevi chevel mitzri. Then we bring an Egyptian rope, specifically the chachamim assume that this has symbolism. The Egyptians, we assume, were a promiscuous people more than any other nation. The Gemara has this, you have it in the Chumash, and you have it in the Gemara as well. So the same thing, the har garment should be secured with a rope that's an Egyptian rope, the Chevel Mitzri, in order to, as symbolism, she also acted promiscuously. Then the Mishnah says, what do they do with this Chevel Mitzri? V'koshu l'malam midadeha. They tie it above her breast because, remember what happened, the Kohen had torn the Sota's garments and her heart was exposed. So now we don't want the garments to go slip any lower. So this way they had to secure them so that with this Chevel Mitzri, the clothing at least stayed on her body. And one thing to be mindful of is that the order that we read the Pesukim, the Mishnayos, it looks like the first thing the Kohen did was uncover her hair and undo the braids and uncover her heart. And then the Mishnah we just said, give her black garments instead of white garments or some other garments that are not attractive. And then he ties the rope. It doesn't make any sense though, because it should be that what are you going to tell me? She switches into, you rip the clothing, and then she's putting on black garments. So why is that going to help? So obviously the order should be that we first switch the clothing. She's wearing white garments, we switch to black. And then the Kohen tears those black garments. And her heart is exposed and uncovers her hair and undoes the braids. And then he secures the torn garments with a rope so they don't lower any further. Then the Mishnah says, V'chalaro eliros baleros, V'chalarot seliros baleros. Anyone who wants to come and see the Sota has the ability to do so. And this way, to see this ritual and learn from it. So, but chutz me avadeh v'shiv chosem mnei sheliba gasbahin. Except her servants, her maidservants, because her heart literally is gasping, she's very familiar with them. We're afraid that she's going to feel so confident around them, and she's not going to be embarrassed to lie, and she's not going to admit to anything. And therefore, we don't want them to be there. This way, she'll have the humility that she needs. V'chol hanashim utaros l'rosa, and all women are permitted to come and see her. Shneamar vini vasru kol hanashim velo sasen kizim maschena. Pasuk Yecheskel quoted this earlier. Yecheskel chav gimel. All the women vini vasru, they'll have received the musar, rebuke, chastised, and they will not follow this zima, this lewd behavior. So the Gemara raises the question on Daf Chesem and Beis that the Mishnah just said anyone who wants to come can see this the ceremony of the sota, can follow the ritual. And then it says, oh, all the women mutaros larosa, the women are permitted to come and see. So, and we quote a pasuk. So is it men also or just women? So the Gemara says, here's the difference. The men are permitted to attend the sota ritual, but the women are obligated. And when it says, kol anashim mutaros lirosa, mutaros, maybe from the language of hasra, they are warned, in fact, that they have an obligation to come in and watch this. Vini vasru, as the pasuk says, vini vasru kol anashim v'losasena ki zim aschena. Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zayin, we begin, starting with the sota, mida ad, meaning a person, the standard, the measure that a person acts, so he's going to be rewarded in kind. So we'll see other examples of this, but the sota is the first example. According to the measure that a person measures himself literally, that's the way a person behaves. We treat them in kind. So the Mishnah and Hashem punishes the person in kind. So we give the example. He kishdas atzmala ave. Hamakom nivla. She, the woman, dressed herself up for adultery, and therefore the Torah says, guess what? You made yourself so beautiful, so now we're going to uncover your heart and ruin your hair, make you unattractive. Mida kenegan mida. He gilsa satsmala avera hamakom gila alea. And same thing. She, when gilsa, revealed herself, went into public places to meet this potential adulterer. She should have remained tsanua in her home. And measure for measure, Hashem says, you're going to be, we're going to publicize this. You'll be in public by the Nicanor, by Shar Nicanor. By Yorech Ischila, by Avera Tchila, by Chakachabeten. When it comes to adultery, so the Yorech, the thigh, is the first part of the body that gets pleasure. Pleasure, where that comes in contact with the adulterer, and then the beten, and then the stomach. Lefikach tilke hayarech techila v'achakach beten. Therefore, when she's punished, the body, what's going to be affected? First the yarech, and then the bet. And that's the way, that's at least the warning. The Kohen warns her, what's the curse that will happen to her if she's guilty and drinks the meham ha'arim? It says Hashem is going to make a curse, and v'yarechech nofeles, we mentioned the thigh first, that's going to fall, and the stomach is going to swell. The Gemara makes the point that that happens to be the Seder and the Klala. We mentioned the Yorech first and then the Beten, and that's the Mida Kenegan Mida. But the way the water checks the body is actually the opposite. The water comes into the body, and it's going to affect the stomach first, and then the Yorech. As the Pasuk even says, it's a sabitna, v'nafla Yorecha. First it mentions the Beten, and then only the Yorech, and then only the thigh. And then the Mishnah concludes, but Usha'ar kol haguf. So once again, the hamak ha'bayarech itchila ba'avera tchila v'achar kachabeten. So lefikach tilke ha'yarech tchila v'achar kachabeten. But ushor kol haguf lo palate. But don't think that the rest of the body is going to escape the sota's body. The whole body derived pleasure from adultery, and therefore the whole body is going to be affected when she drinks this water. The Gemara says on Chesem Edbeis as a brisa that has other examples of midah keneged. She put makeup on her face, and therefore her face becomes yellow when the bitter waters start to work against her body. And she made her eyes look attractive, so therefore her eyes are going to bulge. And she drank wine in these very fancy glasses, maybe, so therefore the bitter water is given to her in a klicheres, in a plain earthenware vessel. And those are other examples of Mida Kenegan Mida.